Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The NBA All-Star Game must need more Fergie for people to tune in. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Quick question, how many of you watched the NBA All-Star Game Sunday night? Okay, how many of you knew it was on, or that it was the All-Star weekend break from the regular season? That's what I figured. We're in the same boat, most of us who didn't watch and or never knew about it. Frankly, I heard some talk of Fergie's poor taste rendition of the national anthem, which got more Google searches than the game itself. The Black Eyed Peas singer was wearing a slinky dress and did a kinky version of the Star Spangled Banner, which had Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, and most other players, but stone-faced LeBron, cracking up as she took 2 minutes to finish. Now, the game itself, with a different format, must have been a spectacular show. With a final of 148-145, the defense obviously rested on both sides to watch the offensive fireworks and probably orchestrated down to the wire outcome. Only 7.5 million people watched it, which is fewer than a good primetime matchup between the Warriors and any other contender. I would like to believe the players when they said it was fun for traded former teammates to reunite for this big game of kumbaya. But after the first half-plus regular season of technical fouls, ejections, near fisticuffs, and wars of words through social media afterward, do we really buy that BS? Instead of the NBA East versus the NBA West, it was Team LeBron versus Team Stephen, clearly trading on the two superstars of the game. But who watched the dunk contest and three-point shoot-off with players many casual fans never heard of? Back in the day, it was the two conferences seriously squaring off for pride and holding our breath to find out whether Michael Jordan would join the other doctors of dunk for the Slam Jam, or waiting to find out, according to annual winner Larry Bird, who was going to finish second in the three-point-a-thon. At least the game did get some attention, after the fact as it was, because the Winter Olympics drew a bigger audience Sunday night. It was in L.A., and the stars did come out, even Fergie with her slinky, kinky national anthem. I guess no one took a knee for this one. This is Archansky. See.